All right, and we're here with Kevin Gerstadt and Joe Castro from the WPF Group. And you've got an SDK.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about this.
Yes, well, we've been working on a Facebook SDK to enable developers to take advantage of Facebook's new Stream APIs that they announced back in March. And it's now ready to give out to developers so they can incorporate Facebook functionality with .NET and Silverlight inside of their apps.
Nice, and it takes advantage of some of the new Windows 7 stuff, too.
Yes, yes it does, at least in terms of the samples.
So let's take a look at it.
Okay. So first of all, we have the SDK itself, which is a Facebook library that you can include inside of your project. And that gives you access to a set of APIs and functionality that you can then include inside of your application. So we have a very simple set of samples that show off how to use that, that functionality inside of your apps to do interesting things with social networking and Facebook. So let me just show you this sample. I'll go ahead and build this. Oh, I changed something, so. I'm going to build that. And first thing you're going to see is a Facebook login screen. Normally, I already logged in. Mm-hmm. That's a requirement for Facebook that I give the application access to Facebook data. The user has to respond to that. And in this case, what we've done is we've done a simple newsfeed control. The styling is just in the sample is rudimentary to keep it simple. But then you've got the Facebook content coming directly in to your application.
And you can
see
nice.
Yeah, you can comment and like things and incorporate this inside your application pretty easily. In fact, it's, you know, if you sort of get rid of the styling code for a second, it's really just, you know, you have the newsfeed sample control pointing to the activity post binding, and then here's the data template here for that. So it's just a scroll viewer setting the binding to the for the items control to the activity post. Really straightforward. Do you have anything to add to that?
No. Really, the value of the SDK is that you don't have to be a web dev to be able to interact with Facebook anymore. It's all CLR properties. It's if you want to find out your friends, it's just walking a list. If you want to do a filter, then it's a link query. You don't have to be aware of FQL or all the REST APIs.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
This is a second sample that we have, and we're planning to add a couple more over time. And this is called a friend bar sample. It basically enumerates your Facebook friends and lets you sort of pick from them. So in this example, we're using this little fun toolbar that I can cruise through. And I can go ahead and pick somebody. One of my friends. Like so, nice little fun animation. Perhaps you want to tweak that to animate differently, but I can go ahead and pick people directly from here. It's kind of a people picker in a way. And this is all built off of the Facebook APIs using WPF for the presentation. So this is a control that you can use inside of your application.
Not a whole lot of work there, just pretty simple, drag it out and put
it
together.
It's a complete control. It's pretty functional, so you can use that. So pretty excited about getting that out, and let us know what you think and what sorts of samples that you'd like to see in addition to these. Let me show you one other thing that we've been working on, which is a finished cake, so to speak, of what we could build with WPF, kind of a showcase application on top of the Facebook SDK. This is what we call Fishbowl, and so I'll go ahead and bring that up from the Win 7 taskbar here. And you can see that's, you know, kind of sort of looks like a Facebook application. It's got the same colors and basic layout. And we've got that newsfeed control right here that I can sort of cruise through. And it's got a little bit of Win 7 integration in terms of the taskbar. I can see my notifications here and get nice little tooltips that tell me what those are at a glance. So even if the app is minimized, I can sort of get a pop-up view of that here. Check out the comments that people are making. I can go to fishbowl.com directly if I want to. I can also click on a link directly.
And so you can jump to a specific status right from the pop-up.
Yes, mm-hmm, exactly. Some other nice touches. You can, Win 7 has some nice windowing management things, so I can go ahead and slam it to the side. And we've done some work in this application to make sure that the layout adapts. And so if you're on a netbook with a sort of a shallow depth screen with wide, that it looks good there. Or if you want to sort of make the window smaller, narrow, It just sort of holds up. If I switch to photos, you can see that the screen adapts.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And you're on a multi-touch machine.
I am on a multi-touch machine.
So, and it's extended for multi-touch?
Yeah, it is. We did a bit of a touch integration, and we'll do more over time. but, you know, I can use my finger to pan through the newsfeed and kind of throw it around a little bit. I can go into photos. Pick a good photo here. Like so, cruise through the list, pick something that I want to look at. This picture of a deer looks a little bit interesting. I can zoom in with my finger, like so. So there's a lot of things you can do with touch. I can also use, flick gestures to move through the content, like so. I can do a search. Let's go ahead and look for, dinner. Because I'm getting kind of hungry. You get a set of results based on category. I can switch to Explorer view. And then I have this kind of like a fun approach to kind of looking at content here.
Nice.
Yeah. So just a set of things you can do with WPF and the Facebook content. And there's a lot more to this application, too. I can cruise through my friends here and sort of sort them by their name or by the latest status update, or what I find kind of useful is by birthdays. See whose birthday is coming up next, sort of thing. Also, just because this is a desktop app, I can pull up some pictures that I took from my camera and just, drag that directly into the app like so, and, type caption, maybe change new album or use an existing album, and then just upload those directly. Really simple, straightforward process. One or two clicks and you've uploaded all your photos.
Very nice.
Yeah, and then you can similarly take photos out of the application just as easy. I can grab a whole album or I can grab an individual photo and just kind of drag those directly onto the desktop.
That's very cool.
Yeah, and then within the context of the app itself, I can do interesting things with the photo in terms of I can play a slideshow, I can save the photo directly from here, I can print, zoom, all that kind of stuff. And so that's just available to you there. I think I probably missed one or two things.
Mini mode, if you want to show it.
Oh, yeah. Mini mode is actually kind of useful. So a lot of times I just want to know who's posting and not have the app or the website up. So I can go ahead and put this into mini mode, and it'll just sort of sit here as a gadget on your desktop, and I can kind of cruise through using my mouse wheel or keyboard, kind of leave it up.
Nice. So it's like a reverse cron of the river in your Facebook feed.
Yes, I guess so.
And always on top?
Always on top, although we may add a feature to let you toggle that on and off.
Cool.
Although we always have the minimize thing available to you. And then the app buttons work, and I can just kind of check just by hovering over it what's going on. I don't even have to have it there. And there's a couple little cool buttons here, so even when it's in a minimized state, I can cruise through those statuses. Mm-hmm. And then if I hit the Facebook button, the ultimate escape, because Facebook exposes some functionality, but sometimes the website is what you want, you can just click on that and jump directly to that in a contextual sort of a way. Kind of a nice little application to use, and it's some 6 megabytes to install. We'll release that next week as well.
And this is available right now?
It is. It is available.
And
now.
Where can people get it?
And get it on fishbowlclient.com.
Yeah. Fishbowlclient.com. Cool. We'll check it out.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.